But the work that's being done in the galley, that's the most important, right?
It's one of the lifeblood of the morale of the ship. When you're out for, as long as these guys are out for, the food's not good, it could definitely take a turn for the worse.
Do they learn new recipes or just basic food preparation methods?
A little bit of everything. And actually this morning I overheard one of them as they're walking up saying that they were learning how to make sausage from scratch this morning with the, so we have their raiding force master chief. He's the kind of the head culinary specialist for the Coast Guard is here this week, providing them with a lot of new insight and tips and to just kind of step up their game. Not that they're doing a bad job, they're doing a phenomenal job, but any improvement we can get.
The buoy tenders and the buoy tender crews, they're kind of the unsung workhorses of the Coast Guard, though, right? Is that a proper way to characterize it?
I like to think of it as kind of like the blue-collar work of the Coast Guard. They're out there getting dirty. They're out sweating, hitting stuff, taking torches to things, dragging steel across the deck. At the end of the day, what I like about buoy tending is you're able to look back and say, this is what I did. You have a finished product where you're able to say, I serviced these aids, and you can see them. It's like a tangible thing, whereas if you're on like a ship that specializes in law enforcement, you could be out patrolling, and it's still a very important job, but if you're not able to get on the ships to help enforce any kind of regulations, there's not that in your hand, this is what I did at the end of the day.
For somebody who is not really familiar with the Coast Guard, buoy tenders, they're black hulls, and they got a big crane on the deck. What's the crane for?
It's the heavy lift crane. It can lift up to 40,000 pounds. It's for servicing aids and navigation. We'll pull it to a buoy. It doesn't even have to be a steel buoy. We have foam buoys. We're able to lift that buoy out of the water, including its mooring, and so whatever kind of chain it has onto it. Because in general, buoys go from steel hull to chain. That can be anywhere from half an inch to 1 7/8 inches thick, down to a concrete, let's say a very large concrete block that we refer to as the sinker. So the crane allows us to lift all that stuff out of the water so we can inspect the mooring, make sure the chain is gonna last so the chain doesn't break. Because as the buoy is sitting in the water moving, the chain itself is wearing itself down. So if it gets too thin and a storm comes through, you could have an incident where the chain might break and the buoy would float away, which is bad for everyone because you lose that navigational piece, but as far as Coast Guard goes, you also lose the cost of that buoy. So by inspecting the aids on whatever cycle that they're on, we're able to save money by making sure that we keep that buoy in place and also allow for the transportation of goods and people to continue through that waterway.
And how heavy is that concrete block or that sinker or that anchor?
It really depends on the buoy type and location, but it can be anywhere from 1,000 pounds to 20,000 pounds.